Congress is a place full of rich history and hallowed tradition. Some of that is changing. On the first day of the new session, the 109th Congress passed a few changes to House rules that got many people interested. Joining us to talk about some of these changes is Charlie Cook, editor of the Cook Political Report, a political analyst for National Journal magazine. Good to talk to you, Charlie.
Good to talk to you, Neil.
Big change in the House rules is how ethics complaints against House members will be handled in the future. Tell us about that.
Well, the committee, the Ethics Committee, is evenly divided between the two parties. And the way it has been now is that if the committee was evenly divided after something like 45 days, that the committee would go ahead and investigate. The staff would investigate a complaint. This rules change makes it so that you need to have a majority of the committee call for an investigation before there is one. And, you know, Republicans say, well, majority is that, that's just what's fair. But the critics say that, well, you know, if half the members of the Ethics Committee and if every single one of the members of the other party thinks there may be something to it, then maybe they ought to investigate it. And I'm a little more sympathetic with that view.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Republican leadership was able to push this through. They have the votes.
Yeah, but and the thing about it is, members of Congress, I mean, as partisan as the place is, generally speaking, they're loath to investigate each other. You know, that if you point out something wrong with the other, somebody on the other side, somebody's going to point out something wrong with you. But I think that was really unfortunate. I don't think it's the end of the world, but I think it was an unfortunate move. But Republicans are just very, very nervous about a very aggressive Democratic prosecutor in Austin, Texas, who is sniffing around and has already indicted three of Congressman DeLay's political aides, and they're nervous that the guy may come after DeLay next.
So, and this change in the procedures for the Ethics Committee came out, I think it was the same day or shortly thereafter, after the Republican Party, their own caucus, changed the rules that they had passed last year, very controversial, that said previously it had been held, if you got indicted, you could not be part of the leadership, and that was changed last year. They changed it back.
They just decided that was just a bridge too far, that it was even the most partisan Republicans found that a very difficult position to defend and backed off of it.
Is the House Ethics Committee viewed as an especially tough?
No.
Toothless is the word you hear a lot.
It never, ever has been. I mean, it goes through phases. Sometimes it's absolutely toothless, and sometimes they actually do something every once in a while. They've been a little bit more active lately, but we went through years when they did absolutely nothing. So it is not an aggressive watchdog by any stretch of the imagination.
Some rank-and-file Republicans were not exactly comfortable with these changes.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to go back to the Kiwanis Club or Rotary Club and say that it's okay to have a leader who's under indictment. And you know, Lord knows if Democrats had a leader under indictment, Republicans 10, 12 years ago would have gone crazy. And it was just too hard for anybody to defend. And even DeLay, I mean, it was Congressman DeLay that was the one that said, okay, look, hey, this isn't going to work. Let's back off.
On a lighter note, a rule was changed regarding parliamentary procedures, specifically how members of Congress can talk about their colleagues in the United States Senate. That language has always been, well, a little bit euphemistic. Let's listen here. This is a piece of tape of Republican Congressman David Dreyer, the chairman of the Rules Committee, speaking recently on the floor of the House as he criticized his Democratic counterparts.
For some reason, our colleagues on the other side of the aisle want to just buckle under and not realize that we can do even better than what was done in the other body.
Now, listen to that. They're not Democrats. They're the other side of the aisle, and he never uses the word Senate.
Somebody in the House many years ago said, the other party is the opposition, the Senate is the enemy. and people have to understand that, I mean, this is a four-way deal. And while the other party is the other party, but boy, particularly in the House, towards the Senate views the House with something short of contempt. And the House is, like, totally jealous of the Senate. And now, actually, this rule goes back that you can't use the word Senate and you can't refer to any senator by name. It goes all the way back to Thomas Jefferson's manual when he was vice president under John Adams. And because senators are not allowed on the House floor, obviously they couldn't defend themselves in any way, and so the rule was you can't mention the Senate or the senators' names, although I think part of that is that the House just hates to even acknowledge that there is a Senate. But conversely, House members are allowed onto the Senate floor, so the Senate does not have that rule, although you can't attack anyone personally on the Senate floor.
So that's there's still that rule.
There's still that rule.
Yeah. Is there that comparable rule, though, in the Senate? You can't refer to the House of Representatives?
Oh, no, you can refer to the House, but you just can't. But again, I think it comes back to floor privileges and all that, but you can't attack personally. Now, I think there was a political scientist from the University of Pennsylvania, Don Kettle, who said, the distance between crossfire and the House floor is shrinking all the time. And that's why I think, I mean, is this thing a big deal? No, it's not a big deal. But could it lead to just sort of more attacks back and forth, more partisanship? Absolutely. I mean, it's a quaint old law where a rule where, you know, a member couldn't say, oh, I want to wish Ted Kennedy happy birthday. You can't do that. Or Senator Kennedy, happy birthday. And, well, that's kind of silly. But on the other hand, I think it's sort of a – it's breaching a fig leaf of a wall that's there that I think is a little unfortunate. But it's not the end of the world. It's more symbolic or stylistic than it is substantive.
Charlie Cook, thanks very much.
Take care, Neil.
Charlie Cook of the Cook Political Report, also a political analyst for National Journal magazine. And we reached him by phone in Maryland.